Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late.
Thank you.
give me you. I just hope I'm not too late.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We come by this morning to say thank you. Thank you for grace and mercy, how you sustained us and kept us all night long. Thank you for traveling grace and mercy. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come with a humble heart this morning and stretch out arms to welcome you to rule in our lives on today. Order our footsteps. Lead and direct us in all truth on today, Lord God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. Have your way today in our services on today, Lord God. Deliver and set free today, Lord God. In the mind, body, soul, and spirit, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Oh, we say we bless your name today, Lord God. We thank you for the visionary of this line, Lord God, as he continues to pour out to your people, Lord God. Pour back into him, Lord God, your strength, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign in the services on today. Have your way from the pulpit to the back door to the children's church, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. And we just say thank you. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, we lift up our children to you today, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren to you today, Lord God, nieces and nephews and kindreds, Father God, all over, Lord God. Have your way in their lives today, Lord God. Deliver and set them free today, Lord God. Keep them from seen and unseen danger, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We just say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You are the reason for this season, Lord God, to be thankful, Father God. And we say thank you, Lord God, for loving us all equally, Lord God. You have no favorite child, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. Oh, we say have your way in our neighborhoods on today, Lord God. Have your way in our neighbors today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere today, Father, because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places, Lord God. We say, have your way today, Lord God. We thank you for breakthroughs and not a breakdown. We thank you that we are better and not bitter. We thank you that we are the victor and no longer the victim. And we say, thank you, Father. Have your way today, Lord God. Lift up Rita and her entire family to you today, Father God. Continuously to do a new thing in them, through them, for them, and around them, Lord God. And we say thank you. Mother Sydney and her entire family, Father God, continuously cover and strengthen, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, we just bless you for this day, Lord God, a new day you allowing us to see, Lord God. And we just say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name. We come to magnify your name today, God. Because your word says, you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you, Lord God. So we thank you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power. Moving in this hour, may you be continuously glorified. We say, have your way today, Lord God. Oh, we say, have your way today, Lord God. We thank you for stopping by the nursing homes on today, Lord God. Creating miracle signs and wonders, Lord God. We thank you for stopping by all the hospitals on today, Lord God. Going from floor to floor, room to room, creating miracle signs and wonders today, Lord God. And we just say thank you for being our Father. We will continually look to the hills where comes our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength comes from you. Our peace comes from you. Because you say, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world give it to us, let our hearts not be troubled. Neither be afraid. We thank you for peace today. Oh, we come pleading your blood today, Lord God. Your sanctified blood, your redeeming blood, your healing blood. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. Lift up the entire Matthew family to you today, Father God. Continuously do a new thing in them, through them, for them, and around them. Keep your arms around them. Keep them near to you, Lord God. Have your way today, God. Because it's all about you, not about me. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just come to bless your name today, Lord God, for a breakthrough today, Lord God. in every area of our life today, Lord God. Have your way. We plead the blood of Jesus over the highways today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up accidents today, Lord God. And we loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign up and down the highways, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. As they travel for Thanksgiving, Father God, just keep your arms around them all near and far, Father God. Airplanes, trains, buses, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice. We have the activity of our limbs today. The breath we breathe is because of you, Lord God. We just say thank you. We lift up the homeless to you today, Father God. We ask you to cover and keep them, Lord God, in every city, Lord God, throughout the nation, Father God. Have your way in their lives, Lord God. Place the right people in the homeless path, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Lord God. We lift up the penitentiaries to you today, Father God. Have your way in the penitentiaries today, Father God. The county jails today, Father God. Have your way, Lord God. Heal, deliver, and set free in the county jails, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We lift up Biden and Harris to you today, Father God. And their family, Father God. Continuously do a new thing in them, through them, and for them, Lord God. Place the right people in their path, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way today, Lord God. We love you, Lord. We need you. We're nothing without you, Father God. But we can do all things through Christ to strengthen us. Have your way this amazing, wonderful Sunday morning, Lord God. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you. We need you. We're nothing without you. Have your way.
Yes, have your way, Father, in our lives. Oh, thank you, oh, Father God, again for another great day, oh, Father God. Thank you for waking us up this morning, oh, Father God, again, giving us the breath of life, oh, Father God, so that we, oh, Father God, shall move and have our being in you and you alone. Your voice is the only voice that we'll follow, that still small voice that resonates within us amidst all of the trials and tribulations, circumstances and situations and all of the things that we go through. Father God, we are in tune, oh Father God, to hear your small voice in the midst of it all. And we thank you for that, oh Father God, that sound, that frequency, that intimacy of your voice and your word that we have came to know and understand and answer to. Oh, Father God, we thank you for establishing that within our lives, oh, Father God. We thank you now for establishing it and your children that haven't begun the process yet, but we know that your great love that you have toward the people, the process has started. Oh, I thank you for your covering also, Father God, in this dispensation season and time, oh, Father God, that we are in. Oh, Father God, with all of the hustle and bustles, oh, Father God, mindset, oh, Father God, and belief system. Oh, your great love for us, oh, Father God. I thank you for covering us and keeping us in the midst of the storms, oh, Father God, out of the midst of the belief system, oh, Father God. But we thank you, oh, Father God, because you are awesome, God, because you pricks our heart, oh, Father God. Father God, what we think, oh, Father God, may be a wrong. You use those wrong things to make the wrong thing right, oh, Father God. But we thank you, oh, Father God, that we're not reversing, oh, Father God, making truth a liar and a liar true. Oh, but we stand upon the truth, the unadulterated word, oh, Father God, that has been written and instilled within our hearts, oh, Father God. And we thank you and honor you for that, oh, Father God, because you're awesome, God. Oh, you are Alpha and Omega. You see beyond sin. You know beyond knowing. You are all that we have ever came to conceive and understand through our English language and through our educational system, oh, Father God. All things arrive from you. All things were made by you and for you. There was not nothing made, oh, Father God, that has been made that you have no knowledge of, oh, Father God, and you don't have a hand in, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, but you, oh, Father God, you are awesome, oh, Father God. You are awesome in all your ways, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you respect the covenant, oh, Father God. You respect your decrees, oh, Father God, and laws, oh, Father God, that you put out, oh, Father God. You're not a man that you should lie, oh, Father God. But you know, oh, Father God, how to maneuver, oh, Father God, through the spiritual dimension and realms and even through us, O Father God, how to set your order in place. And we trust you and thank you for that, O Father God, because you're awesome, God. Oh, there's no one like you, O Father God. Oh, we thank you for your hedge of protection in this season too, O Father God, as we travel, oh, and as we commune, O Father God, in our prospective cities and states, O Father God. We thank you for your hedge of protection, O Father God, that you are putting upon us and around us. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for your ministering spirits, O Father God, that you have sent forth, O Father God, to minister unto us, O Father God, that you use this time, O Father God, for our salvation, O Father God, according to Hebrews 1:14, O Father God, because you are God and we are your little children, O Father God, and we have overcome, O Father God, because greater is you that is in us than he that is in the world, O Father God, according to 1 John 4:4. And we thank you and honor you, O Father God, for all that you've done, for all that you're doing in our lives. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for your healing. Your healing virtue, or your healing frequency, your healing word, your healing scriptures, all that pertains to healing, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for letting those doors, yes, the power of your word, O Father God, draw nigh to us, O Father God, to keep us in all of our ways, O Father God. O Father God, because the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of the other things seems to try to come in, O Father God, and choke us, try and choke the word, O Father God, and make it become unfruitful. But thank you, Father God, for your awesome power, O Father God. We shall speak those things that be not as though they were, O Father God. We shall put a guard upon our mouth, O Father God. We will not get caught up, O Father God, and say things and speak things, O Father God, even in our thought pattern, O Father God, because you say to catch every thought captive, O Father God. O Father God, every word that come out of our mouth, O Father God, let it be fruitful, O Father God. Let it be not associated with the unfruitful deeds of this world, O Father God. But let it be fruitful, O Father God, for your glory and your kingdom to be established in the minds, hearts, and spirits of your people. O Father God, you awesome God, and we thank you for what you are instilling and have instilled and the process that you are instilling in your people in this season, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for us being watchmen, watchmen for the souls of our loved ones, being our brother's keeper, O Father God, pulling those from out the pit that have no knowledge of the pit that they are in, O Father God. O Father God, thank you, O Father God, for instilling in us, O Father God, your watchmen, your vessels, the power, O Father God, to pull those out the muck and the mire of the pit that they are in unconsciously, O Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, O Father God, for what you're doing in this season, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for the blood of the Lamb, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for your words, O Father God, that have been given to us, O Father God, that we would speak the words, O Father God, with power and authority and measure in the narrative perspective of love, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify you, that you protect you. We thank you for instilling the hearts of your people this morning, O Father God, that the prospective places that they may go, or the word that they may hear upon the radio, O Father God, or from TV, or that their heart be saturated, O Father God, and fertilized, O Father God, to receive the seed, O Father God, of your word, O Father God, that will be planted on good ground within them. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God. O Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, mentally, physically, or spiritually. We thank you for balancing us and regulating us, O Father God, and strengthening us, O Father God, and heightening us, our consciousness in areas that it needs to be conscious in, O Father God, during this time, O Father God. Thank you for raising up your watchmen, O Father God, in this season, O Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you for all that you've done, for all that you are doing. Oh, we thank you for your healing power going throughout the land. Oh, we thank you for our cells that are in our bodies, O Father God, just like the word says that we don't want the rocks to cry out. Oh, Father God, we thank you for our cells, O Father God, that is in our body that you created to keep this system flowing and going and to be able to maneuver in the things, O Father God, that you desire, that they are rising up and praising you, O Father God. Oh, yeah, and we all praise you and honor you and glorify you together as one. O Father God, thank you, O Father God, for the marriage supper of the Lamb. Thank you, O Father God, for marrying the bride that is in each and every one of us, O Father God, making us one with you, O Father God, because you say the two shall become one. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for all that you're doing. Thank you for opening up our eyes Thank you for covering us, O Father. Thank you for covering your ministers with the flaming fire upon their tongue, ministering the word to peers, all things, O Father God, that thou may have kept the people bound, O Father God. Let the word that they speak, O Father God, come forth and to tear down, destroy, and annihilate every evil demonic force that have been implanted in the souls of your people. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing in this season. We thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing. Oh, we thank you for your love, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for covering us in saturation and saturating us, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, that as each and every one of us walk out our doors every morning, oh, Father God, let the 23rd Psalm take its rightful place within our life. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Shalom.
Join Prophet Lerone Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Lerone Matthews on Facebook and Lerone Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Lerone Matthews, PhD. Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Lerone Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Prophet Lerone Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Lerone Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The atmosphere is changing. Nothing stays the same. Heaven is waiting for the mention of the name. The Spirit is moving, burning like a healing, broken by the one we proclaim. Raise it up, fill the sky. Chains will fall, mountains move, we lift him high. Speak the name. Ooh.
Ah! Top of the day to you, and I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am yours truly, prophet and teacher, Ron Matthews, and I bless each and every one of you all for joining us on this day. And certainly, we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor for who he is and what he is to our life and in our life on today. And I welcome you all from all over the world for joining us, and I just give God just all of the glory. He is worthy of it. He is everything that we need and some. And just blessing the Lord for his greatness on the lives of us, the believers, and those men and women of God who continue to stay steadfast, unremovable, abounding in the things of the Lord. We welcome you on today. And we give God praise, glory, and honor. Thank you for the power of prayer and our intercessors and the ministry gifts that lead us that will come and release the oil of wisdom and the power of prayer through the word of God. I certainly thank God for you, you, and you on today. And I definitely don't take it lightly who you are in the kingdom of God, in your relationship with God on today. And certainly, I tell you, if it had not been for the Lord that is on your side, my side, we couldn't do what we do. We couldn't be all of the things God called us to be. Because we only know through his greatness and an experience of the mighty works and hand of God that we're able to do the things we do with such power and authority as believers in the kingdom of God. So I bless the Lord for what God is doing for so many of us in this dispensation and path in the land. So we just honor you and you for joining us on this day, because I tell you, if it had not been for the Lord that was on your side and my side, we couldn't walk, breathe, or live or experience such a move of God that we've been experiencing in the land and the time that we're in. So we thank God for the believers on today and those that are joining us on this day. We honor the Lord. All right, if you would, go with me into prayer. Thank you once again. The great and mighty intercessors and the great and mighty prayer warriors that are praying with us on today and standing with us. Thank you all for all that you do. And I tell you, if it was not for great, powerful intercessors and prayer warriors, surely what we do in the kingdom of God would not happen. Pray with me if you would. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We honor you. We glorify. We magnify. We magnograph your name. Father, we thank you for this day. And in the name of Jesus, navigate us in the right direction. The word for the people of God. You said in your word that a threefold cord is not easily broken. And we come today, Lord Jesus, standing on the word of God for breakthroughs even now in the name of Jesus. And God, we binding up the strong man that will try to come against the mind, will, and thoughts of your people. Now, God, turn the captivity of the hand of the enemy away from the people. Because you said in your word that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mightier through you to the pulling down of strongholds. Then we're casting down every vain imagination and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of your word. And we're bringing every thought into the obedience of your will and having a readiness to revenge disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. Father, we thank you and we give you praise, glory, and honor for all that you're doing now. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, thank God. Amen and amen. All right, bless the Lord for the people of God. Thank you for joining us. Please share with those that are coming in. Join us real quickly. Thank you. Those on the blog side, we bless the Lord for you and you on today. And many of you have been following us over the last several months, weeks, and years, and we have been teaching and sharing and expounding on the word of God. But surely today, the Lord has given me a word for the people of God. And I want you to brace yourself and sit back, because we are in a time right now where the believers are in a pivotal crossroad. What we're seeing and experiencing now in the world as it stands, the world will never, ever be the same because of who we are in the position for which God had mandated us to be in for such a time as this. And so many of you, the attacks that you're taking are more inside than outside, more now than ever before. And so we're going into the word of the Lord God of those who are following us. If you will share, certainly I thank you and honor the Lord for those who will be sharing it with other people around the United States and the world. Those who are partnered with us, we bless partners. If you are a first-time follower and you following us, please, if you will be so kind to let us know what nation, city, country you're listening in from, so that we can acknowledge you and bless you and thank you for coming to be part of what the Lord is doing on today. And certainly we thank God for that. Thank God for our administrative staff and team on today. Into the word of the Lord God. Now, those of you who've been following us via our blog site, we have been sharing and teaching from the book of Daniel. We have not deviated from the book of Daniel. We have just enhanced things. Every time God will lead me with a prophetic word for the people of God, we don't move away from the scripture. What we actually do is we move into the kairos of God. In other words, he will give us a right now word for the people of God, and we will teach from that place. And certainly we know that many people who follow us over the last several years, they understand that as we're teaching and we're ministering God's word to other people, other nations, and other countries around the world. So we want you to know that you, as you're partnering with us, and you're partnering with what we're doing, we thank God for that as well. Those who are following us in Argentina, and those who are following us in United Kingdom, and those who are following us in Sierra Leone, Ivory Coast, and parts of the West Africa and Asia, down in Australia, you're in a different time, but we welcome you all as well, and we thank you for your connection and connecting with us in this time that we're in. So we bless the Lord for you and you on this day. And I tell you, you would definitely want to share this word with God's people and bless God's people, as well as you're being blessed yourself with a word from the Lord and the divine connection that we're blessing God's people with on this day. Amen. All right, let's move into the word of the Lord God from the book of Matthew chapter 26, Matthew chapter 26, Matthew chapter 26, Matthew chapter 26. I'm a teacher. When it comes to teaching the word of God, I want the people to get information more than inspiration. Inspiration is inspiring you. Information is you calling you to deal with the mind, will, thoughts, and your intellect and dialect to study the word of God and to come into the understanding and knowledge of his word. It's important for the believers to really have a clear understanding of God's word more now than you ever had in your life, because we need the word of God. We need understanding. We need knowledge. We need the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and encouragement of God's word. And so God wants those who are willing to study his word to receive it and be blessed by the word of God. Amen. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 26 and verse number, Matthew 26 and verse number 47, Matthew 26 verse number 47. Actually, let's go to Matthew 26 and verse number 14. Matthew is considered the book of the Gospels. It is four books, very pivotal to the knowledge and understanding of gospel. Gospel deals with the life of Jesus as it relates to his death, his burial, his resurrection in power. Life, death, burial, and resurrection, ultimately power. You get a fivefold ministry from the gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So when you read the gospels, you'll find that in the gospel, it deals with Jesus, Yeshua, life. It deals with his burial. It deals with his resurrection. Life, death, burial, and resurrection. But ultimately, when you read it, it means power. Power will come from that. Because the writers of Matthew's were Jesus or Yeshua disciples, and they was connected to him. Disciples mean those who are learners of Yeshua, or learners of Jesus. So the Old Testament, which is connected to what we call theology, theology is the study of the divine will of Elohim or the Father. And then when you come over to what we call Christology, which deals with the life of Jesus, Yeshua, you deal with his life from those areas. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But Old Testament is what you call the concealed of what we call the divine will of God. Jesus now opens us up to what we call Christology, the study of him and how he was revealed through the word of God. Then anything after Acts or Acts beyond until you get to the revelation, you deal what we call pneumatology. Pneumatology is the indwelling spirit of God, which is innated in us. That means it's the ability of God through his Holy Spirit. And we are to fulfill what Jesus revealed and what was concealed. Anything that was concealed was based upon translation from its original writing. And so from its original writing, which was Arabic or Hebrew or from the hieroglyphic writing, into what we get usually the colonial or the English terminology, there were other translation of the Bible. And so therefore, when you read the Bible, you must read it from the revelation that comes through the translation that God would give you in your mind. Translation under vision means trance. When God puts you in a state to read his word, you're open and he opens you up to knowledge of the word of God that have been concealed, or in other words, not revealed through translation. Translation comes with being able to understand who actually wrote it, the time they wrote it, and their meaning that came from that place of revelation or being revealed. And most of us that are believers, we have to understand that reading the word of God, it is important for God to reveal to you what is going on right now. That's why we as believers have to fulfill what was revealed and concealed. Because if you don't understand what was revealed to you that was fulfilled and concealed, you'll never come into the knowledge and the understanding how to be able to move in the power and the greatness of God in your life. Jesus said something in his word. He said, greater works will you do than I, because what? I go to the Father. And when he goes to the Father, then he leaves what we call the Paraclete, which is the Spirit of God, the indwelling Spirit of God. That's his Holy Spirit. And to move into the indwelling Spirit of God, then you're to reveal what God gave you so that other people can be delivered, healed, and set free from the Word of God. So Matthew's gospel was written for the Jews. Mark's gospel was written for the Gentile. Now, the word actually Gentile was not in the original writing. That word means nation. So the actual Matthews were written for the Jews. Mark was written for the nations. And then Luke was written for Theophilus, a Roman officer. Now, that book is historical as it relates to the gospel, because in that, you will find that it gives prominent ways in historical events and biblical phenomena of events that have been translated. Then you get John's gospel. John's gospel introduced us to the infallible who Jesus actually was or the relationship that he had with Jesus Christ. Now, when you go into Matthew chapter 26, which we're reading from Matthew chapter 26 and verse number 14, let's read it and be blessed on today. I'm teaching today so the people can really understand what we're dealing with and to bring you into the knowledge and the understanding of who Jesus was, or Yeshua he was to us, and so that we as believers will be able to tap into the knowledge and the understanding of the power for which we have through him and through our relationship with him. The argument of biblical phenomena from different religions is who wrote it. From a culture standpoint, from a race standpoint, background standpoint, and the teaching. But as believers, we have to tap into the knowledge of who God is to us and what he means to our life in the right now of our life. Verse Matthew 26 and verse number 14, and I'm going to move throughout this particular book of Matthew chapter 26 gives us a clear understanding of the religious leaders planning and plot against Jesus. Matthew chapter 26, verse number 14. Then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went unto the chief priests and said unto them, what will ye give me? I will deliver him unto you. And they covenant with him for 30 pieces of silver. From that time, he sought opportunities to betray him. He sought opportunity to betray him. Now, on the first day of the feast of the unleavened bread, the disciple came to Jesus, saying unto him, what wilt thou that we prepare thee to eat the Passover? Or for thee to eat the Passover, eat at the Passover. And he said, go ye into the city to such a man, and say unto him, the master said, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with thy disciple. And the disciple did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Jesus and the disciples, this is verse 20. Now, when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12, his government. And as they did eat, he said, verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and begat one of them to say, every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he said, and he answered and said, he that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto the man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It has been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, Thou hast said. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, take thee and eat. This is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for me for the remission of sin. But I say unto you, I will not drink hence of this fruit of vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Amen. Amen. Verse 33. Let's move down to verse 36. Then cometh Jesus, with them unto the place called Gethsemane. And he said unto his disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciple and finding them asleep, and said unto Peter, would, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Then he prayed. Let's move down to verse 41. While he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came with him, a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now, he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, whomsoever I kiss, that same is he. Behold, hold him fast. And forthwith he came, and Jesus said, hail, master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And behold, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. Then said Jesus unto him, put up again the sword into the place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Think thou that I cannot pray to my Father that he will presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? And how then shall the scripture be fulfilled then that must be? In the same hour said Jesus to the multitude, ye are come out as against a thief with sword and staves for to take me. I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and ye laid no hands on me. But this was done that the scripture of the prophets might be fulfilled. And the disciples forsook him and fled. I want to deal with this morning for some of you who are in a position in your life where God is getting ready to move over your life and in your life today. The Lord dropped this on my spirit early this morning as I was sitting, praying, and meditating on the word of God. He said, tell the people, we're in a season where greed will try to overtake greatness. Greed, people will prefer greed over greatness. There are a lot of people that is choosing greed over greatness. They will choose greed. Judas Iscariot was one of Jesus' 12 disciples who was with him, connected with him in every area of his life. And Judas was one who was connected to Jesus in every sector. When Jesus was dealing with the woman with the alabaster box, and when he began to, the woman with the alabaster box would use the expensive perfume to use it on Jesus. Judas said, we needed to take this perfume and sell it. Even then, Judas was trying to use the anointing on Jesus at that time. Many of you have to understand right now where we're at. People are choosing greed over greatness. Some of you're in a time where there's going to be strong betrayals from people that are close to you, and they will come in because they recognize the assignment and the mandate on your life. Judas went to Jesus' enemy, If you notice, the word of the Lord God said, Judas went to meet the high priest or the Sanhedrin priesthood. And verse number 14, here's what he said. Then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went unto the chief priest and said unto them, what will ye give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they covenant. You have many people who have made covenant with demonic principalities and powers because of the greatness that's on your life. They will rather choose the quick fix and the easy money and the easy advancement and opportunities and platform and arenas to get you or to take you out. Judas chose to ask the enemies of Jesus, what will you give me? And they made a covenant with him. They made a covenant with him, and the covenant with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time, he sought an opportunity to betray him. There will be many of us as we begin to move into the 2023 year, and some of us right now, we're going to meet many people who knew us where they knew us at that certain level. But as we're advancing, the enemy have set traps down the road for many of our lives because we're getting ready to move in promotion for our life. And so you will have people who will rather have greed than watch your greatness. There are people in our life, they are seeing and they're wondering, how did you survive all of what you went through to be where you are at, and you're still here, and you're not dead, you're not quitting, you're not bailing out, you're not throwing in the towel, you're not losing ground, the stress is not taking you out, the pressure is not hindering, but you're still doing mighty things for the kingdom of God, and you're surviving right now, no matter what it looked like, and people had planned for your life. The Judas, you have to understand Judas, he is the son of perdition, and we are the sons of prediction. When God had put you in a place to be the future, Satan will keep you in the place of a background. He will always look at your past and not your future. See, God does not consult your past. He's always consulting your future. And so Judas made a covenant with the enemies of Jesus. And the enemy of Jesus were priests, people in high level of religious order. You have many people who are hiding behind religion and denominationalism and titles because they have these ranking names and titles. It gives them power and privilege, but it doesn't give them permission to do what they do. You have to understand many of you are right now at a place in your life where the betrayer and the enemy is setting up traps to stop you. Now, Jesus already let the disciple know. He prepares dinner. He prepares the Passover. Now, if many of you follow me today, I'm going to take you back to 2020 and 2019. And 2019 was the year of the setup. It was a setup for many of us right now. 2020, March 2020, leading to April 2020, around the Passover time, that's when the world starts hearing about coronavirus, and they start hearing about the coronavirus that was taking over, or the disease that was coming into the land. And around that time, they started telling the world and the people, that there's a virus here, and the virus was here to destroy, and the virus was here to take people out. They first said the virus came by way of a bat, and then another said a snake, and then a bat. Then they tell the people all through 2020 that if you took a shot, that you would never have the virus any longer. And they started telling the people in the world that all of these things started happening. They told the people you have to stay in your house. And all seven continents started lining up. And they started specifically dealing with certain areas of nation and certain communities of nation. And then they start telling the church world, and they start dividing the people. They started dividing families from each other. They start telling people, you have to stay 6 feet distant and 6 feet away. And then most people were 6 feet under, 666. And then they started telling the world, as they began to sell us a fear, sell us a virus. You have to understand, it was all through the Passover, all through the Passover of March and April of 2020. Right then, the time of the Passover, based upon the Judaistic calendar. And they was telling the people that you have to go in your houses and stay there. If you ever notice how Jesus prepared his disciples during a Passover, it was during the Passover that Judas betrayed Jesus. It was during the Passover that many things began to transpire, because it's been a showdown with the Judaic calendar and the Gregorian calendar. It's a showdown between Catholicism and the Jesuit order and the secret society over the mysteries of the people of God, who will become the original people of God very soon. It's a showdown in the land, and we're battling right now for position and power, and there has been a betrayer in our land. It's been people that have betrayed us, and many people now see the effect of the betrayal that has happened. Judas is prediction, and Jesus was prediction. Many of you who God is going to use as the future of prediction, you will deal with folks that are operating in prediction. Let's look at the word. Let's look at the word here today. I want to deal with the word greed here, because some of us really need to understand what greed is all about. What is greed? Greed is an intense, listen to this, it's an intense selfish desire of somebody, especially to get wealth or power. Wealth or power. It's one who will, in other words, it's one who have a covenant spirit. Covenant. It deals with people that have aggressiveness. It deals with people that have ulterior motives. It deals with people that have gluttony and hunger. Why? Because you have a lot of people that are operating in the spirit of greed. They want wealth and they want power. And the people that have wealth, what they want is power, because they don't need money, they want power. And many people have made covenant with societies and made covenant with people and organizations. Some people want to rub elbows with political leaders for political position. We rub elbows with a presence that gives us power in the natural as well as the spiritual, because as believers, we think differently out of the norm. Judas is prediction, and we are prediction. Jesus will be the prediction of the earth, and Judas will be set up as prediction to try to stop prediction. Anybody that want to betray you, they're prediction, and anybody that want to bless you is prediction. You are the prediction in the earth realm, and Judas, he made a covenant. He covenanted with demonic principalities. He covenanted with high-ranking people. If you notice, everything about Judas' life was based upon a religious system. Everything that has been done to try to stop the believers are usually come from higher ranking believers or religious order. Now, religion is not bad. It's based upon what it's used for, and it's attacked against you, because religion is just rituals. And traditions, some traditions are good and some traditions are bad. the good tradition are those that remember what happened that will benefit your life, then some traditions are used to make it become a worship or idol for that thing. But you have to totally put your trust in God, and your relationship must be connected to God. Anytime that you're expanding in the kingdom of God, you will have to deal with people that will be able, that will have greed over greatness. Here you are in a place where God is about to raise you up in your walk with him. And those people who are around you, who've been connected for months, years, and seasons, and decades, all of a sudden in your elevation, they are elevated under you, or they elevated through you, and then they turn on you. Judas turned on Jesus, and he went to the enemy. Notice now, you don't have to wait. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Some of us, our enemies are not, listen to this, enemies, follow me here. Your enemies are going to other people. See, people aren't bothering you. They're using insiders to try to stop the inside deal. That's why most people who are connected to your life, they are going on the outside to find out what do it take or what would it cost you to get her or get him. And some of us right now, we're dealing with people who have been on the inside connected to us. They're turning and turning on us, because they were never supposed to be in your life in the beginning. And then some people are in our life to push us to the greater of the greater. They're selected and chosen in our life because you need some people in your life to push you to the next level of your life. That's why people choose greed over greatness. You're a great man and great woman of God. The Greek word here, let me go further to talk about greed here. Greed is uncontrolling longing for increase or appointment to be where you at. But they desire what you have because they desire what you have inside of you. Not knowing to be where you at, it costs you something. Some of us are where we at because it costs us something to be here. Your 10, 20 years of going through to get to where you are in life, then somebody want to go open up a microwave and throw a bag of a life in it and wait 3 minutes and then hit a bell, go ding, and pull you out. When you have been through hell, you have been through trial and testing to be where you at. And so Judas chose to fail Jesus. Judas chose to betray him. He chose to betray him. He chose to betray him. Greed over greatness. I want you to know, many of you, your expansion now is requiring a separation from those who were leeches in your life. Your expansion requires a separation of those who were leeches in your life, those who were bloodsuckers in your life, those who always wanted to borrow, but when it was your turn, they didn't have it to give. Where you're going right now require one to separate them yourself, because you don't need to wait on you. I believe the word of God said in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, it talks about being so passed about with great cloud of witness. Lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beset you. There's some weight in our life with people that when you decide to let them go, they're in the automatic form to betray you. They're automatically going to turn on you. You're trying to hold on to them without hurting their feelings, but their feelings were already made in a plan in their quiet time or in their mind. They had already had planned a strategy for your demise or to stop you. Let's look at the word here, greed. Uncontrollable longing, trying to do everything in their power to get you. They're longing for gain. They're trying to prove to everybody else that they're better than you. They're spending weeks, months, and years not sleeping because they want to be you and they want to be just like you. Everything around them is invested in you. When you look at the world the way it is and the things that are coming upon the earth, how is it that a certain people are spending more time investing in melanated people than any other country in the world? Why is it that they're investing in stocks and bonds and money and your community and drugs and everything invested in everything to destroy and take you out because of what you have? There's something in your life that the enemy has invested to try to destroy your life. Because of your greatness, there's a greed been sent out. There's a spirit of greed. You are on the high level list of greed that the enemy wants. The enemy will get. Do you know enemies will come together? There are people coming together right now to already set the stage to take you out now. So the enemy comes together. Judas goes in to meet. He goes in to meet the high-ranking priest. And he sits down and says, what would it take for me? Listen to this, man of God and woman of God. Listen to this. Here's what he said. Then one of the 12 priests, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priest. Now the chief priests are the high-ranking authority to the chief priest, and said unto them, what will ye give me? I will deliver him unto you. And they covenant. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you how powerful many of us are. Many of us are in such a, you might as well go ahead and share this with others too. There are many of us. We are in one of the most strategic times of our historical life that the enemy has made a covenant with people you wouldn't even believe. There are some of you that the enemy, or there are some people in our lives who have made a covenant with our enemies. So therefore, there's no turning back. That's why we are in a time of things being irreversible. Anytime you see a high-level ranking person who has made a choice and a decision and made a covenant, he made a covenant because he made a blood sacrifice. That's why you see many famous leaders, when they leave here or their children leave here or something happens, it's because they made a covenant. When you make a covenant with the devil, one of the things about the covenant with the devil is something that you have to give up in your bloodline. That's why many of us, we're carrying bloodline blessings, but people keep talking about bloodline curses. I'm tired of hearing folk talk about generational curses. Yeah, I know they're generational curses, but they're generational blessings. If I stay away from the Judas, I'll walk in the promise of greatness. And even though Judas might show up, Judas cannot give. He cannot take my life unless I give it. You have to understand that when Jesus began to fight the Judas, here's what happened when Judas betrayed him with what? The kiss, or betrayed him with the sigh. Can I talk to somebody? There are people in the world who are using secret signs to get you. And their secret signs is to get you, but you're not ready to go. Jesus tell his disciples, he said, when you see the sign of the kiss, when he saw the sign of the kiss, they came to betray him. Then one of his disciples, in his anger and rage, cussed the man's ear off. And he cussed the man's ear off, but Jesus let him know, look, I can call 12 legions of angels. There are some of us, we are in a place in God where people can't take our life at all, period. What they can do is they can throw fear on us and delay us, but they cannot stop you. People cannot stop me. All of what I've been through and all of the things I've been through over the years, I've dealt with Jezebel. I've dealt with Ahab. I've dealt with Delilah. I've dealt with people was connected to me and said they with me and they was not with me. I was there because I had to deal with betrayers. I had to deal with people that have set me up. I had to deal with people that try to murder me and try to hinder me, but they cannot stop me because I can call forth legions of angels to respond. You can't leave here and you can't leave here with this type of anointing. You can't move without this type of of anointing. Some of you, you must understand, whatever the enemy planned for your life, you can't leave here yet. There shall be a Judah, which is called prediction over prediction. Prediction means that they're there, but they can't go where you're going. Prediction means they're lost, but they're there. Prediction means they will never be able to go. Their assignment is to try to stop you, but your consignment in the anointing is to make the future great. That's why we have many people who have made covenant with folk in their lives, and they have made covenant already. And then when they try to come back to turn the covenant around, it's too late. It's a sacrifice on their life. There's a sacrifice that costs because they were willing to get a certain type of power from the fallen area to be able to control you in certain principality. But when you are in covenant with the Father, there's a powerful anointing on your greatness for your life. The enemy cannot destroy you because he tried to throw fear on you. The enemy can't take you out because he bullied you. The enemy can't destroy you before time. You when you operate in the kairostic of God, kairos of God, you operate in a dimension in God where death is not an assignment, but death is trying to throw fear on you to make you operate in that assignment. You are powerful, anointed men and women of God. And here's what makes it powerful. After Judas meets with the enemy, when Judas meets with the enemy, after he meets with the enemy, Jesus prepares a Passover. He prepares a dinner. He prepares. Look what he said. Now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciple came to Jesus and said unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, go into the city to such a man and say unto him, the master said, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciple. And the disciple did as Jesus had appointed them. And they made ready the Passover. Now, Jesus made ready the Passover. And so everything based upon the secret societies of 2020, in March and April of 2020, right around the Passover time, that's when they start throwing the fear, and they start selling the world fear, and they start selling the world coronavirus during that time. And they sold the world coronavirus. Go back and do your math. Google it. Go back and Google it. You already, they were preparing because they knew 2020 was a year that was already solidified by the future or by prophetic presence. They study history and time. So based upon their plan, 2020 was already a year of a setup. It was a setup year. It was already set up by what? The priest. Who ruled the priest? The Jesuit order of the Catholic Church and the Scottish Rite that ruled under Queen Elizabeth, who was gone, and her husband Philip. You have to understand, the high-ranking families are what you call the high priestess of the world. Let me help some of y'all out. So you have to understand everything. And Dr. Fauci, who is a Jesuit, under the Jesuit order, served as the seventh president. And he was known as an allergy. He dealt with allergies. He understands what it takes to get allergy or go into your nose and go into your body, go into your throat, go into your lungs to create allergy. Now, to bless the people of God, you have to understand the history of what they do in atmospheres, hemispheres, tropospheres, biospheres, lithospheres, based upon physics and science and the research. You already know that in the book of Daniel. When Daniel was brilliant and talented, Nebuchadnezzar, who was of the Babylonian system, looked for the best boys. They looked for the best talented kids who were good in science and good in math, good in physics, good in archaeology, good in the study of astrology, good in all of those areas. And they would use the talent of them to bring them under subjection to their authority. He spent 3 years trying to get them to eat of the king's meat. He was bringing them under the authority to train them so that he can reign and use them for those gifts. And many of us, if we don't study historicity, we'll follow demonic etymology. We'll follow what people give us from their script and not what eternity says from the writing that was the original. We will follow these things and we will never come to the knowledge of the truth. And so in 2020, this is a pivotal time for the lives of many men and women of God. You are very critical to this time and dispensation for which we're in. And so you're going to deal with greed over greatness. Some of you have been assigned for 2023, 2024, 2025. Some of you are mandated for the next 10 years and 20 years down the road. God has already prepared you for where you're going to be at. God has already sanctioned you for the earth realm. There's nobody that can stop you. We are in an unstoppable dispensation of time, and many of us are operating in a level of God that the enemy right now cannot do anything but distract us or send greedy people in to move us from our place. Don't be distracted. Don't be moved by what's going on. Continue to write those books. Continue to follow those visions. Continue to flow in the operation of purpose. Continue to move in that wittiness. Continue to operate in that invention. Continue to write that cookbook. Continue to establish under the greatness. Continue to steal your story. Continue to flow under the anointing. Continue to operate from the mastery of your mind. Continue to flow under the phenomena of the kingdom of God. Continue to walk in the supernatural miracles, signs, and wonders. You don't need another revival. You are a revival. Open your mouth and lives will be changed. Open your mouth and things will be turned around. Open your mouth and a greater anointing will come. It ain't about a mega ministry. It's about a mega sound. You are the sound of reasoning in the earth realm, and your powerful sound is greatness all over. People are getting ready to use you like never before. People are watching you because of what's inside you. People are looking and thanking you. That's why many of us are dealing with covenant spirit. People don't have their own time. They're pasting and cutting what you have. They're operating and hearing what you have. They're following and doing what you do because they can't do what you do. You know why they can't do what you do? Because it's too late for a lot of our enemies. It's too late to do what they're trying to do. That's why the enemy is trying to sell you a fantasy right now. He's trying to sell you an illusion and delusion. The narrative is not adding up now in the world. Everything you see does not add up. The math is not even in proper mathematical equation in the earth realm any longer. That's why the devil, Joseph James, is trying to do what he's trying to do, Sabrina Daniel. That's why the enemy is trying to come in right now, and he's trying to stop some of us from where we're about to go right now, Mary Teasley. We are a sound in the earth realm, and that's why the enemy is doing everything in his power to get greed, to try to pull you into a greed system. Don't you know right now that everything that God is getting ready to do is laid up for us in some? You have been mandated. Greed over greatness. People will rather sell you down for a temporary fix. You know how some people, they get a drug, a temporary fix. It's a temporary fix. God bless you, Emmanuel Bobar. We have one of our sons, Emmanuel Bobar, from over in Sierra Leone. Bless you. Over in Sierra Leone, what do we have over there, Emmanuel Bobar? We have about 1,000 people watching us from Sierra Leone right now. We welcome you all over there and all of the other 15 pastors over in Sierra Leone. Bless you on this morning for joining us. It's morning, but it's evening over there. But let me say something with you. To understand the power of where we at right now, there are people choosing greed over greatness. Some of you right now, you're at a place in your life where the devil have sent people just before the break of day, just in the most ultimate time of your life. You're dealing with some of the most horrendous mess in your life you have never experienced. Some of the stuff you never thought you would deal with because of the enemy choosing greed over greatness. Some of you right now, you're going to have people that are going to come in and try to get you to compromise your body. What do you mean, Prophet Matthew? They're going to send people there that want to marry you to trap you. They'll send people to work in your business to destroy you. They'll send people in your ear to mess with your mind. You have to be careful right now who has your ear, to who has connection with you right now. And there will be people that will try to come back to get with you. When they were not with you where you were going through, now you came out, they want to come, they want to pull you back. Can't go back that way. Let me read on down. Let me read on down. Here's what he said here. Here's what he said here at the Passover. Here's what he said at the Passover. Now when the evening was come, they sat down with him, and they did eat. And verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceedingly sorrow, and began every one of them to say unto one, Lord, is it I? How many times have many of you sat down with people, and you knew in your heart that they were going to betray you, but they gave you the sad story? Some of us bought into the sad story, and then you were like, man, well, I feel sorry because I don't want to hurt their feelings. Let me tell you something. The devil is a lie. Listen to this, Sarah Dela Cruz. Listen to this, Sabrina Williams. Listen to this. There will be people, Tina Rice, there will be people in Let me tell you something. There are going to be people who are going to come, and they're going to try to sell you a sad story, and you're going to almost feel sorry for them. You're going to be like, well, you're going to be like that. But I'm telling you, you better stick to your vision. You better stick to the dream. You better stick to what God told you, Sister Tammy Collins Marquise. Stick to it. Don't change the script, because they're going to be people. All they need is to sit at your table. And once they sit at your table, all they need you to do is to fall for the okey-doke. Oh, you can put that down. They'll fall for the okey-doke. They want you to fall for the trap. And they'll pull you right back in. Who am I prophesying to? Who am I talking to right now? There's somebody, a man, trying to come back in your life. There's a woman trying to come back in your life. There's a person on here right now. There's a person on here right now. This is a woman. There's another woman. She's a lesbian, but she's trying to come back in your life to be your friend, to lure you in. Oh, I'm prophesying to somebody now. Oh, yeah, I'm hitting this on the bullseye today. They're trying to connect with you. And God already talked to you. Matter of fact, he talked to you in May of this year. And they're already right there in your life. And they're trying to slip right in the back door. Oh, I'm prophesying. You can put it on the screen. I'm telling you. They're right there. There's a person in ministry. You have somebody in ministry. You know them. And they've been causing a lot of problems. But because they're gifted, you don't want to let them go. But I'm telling you, their gift is taking them where their character can't keep them, and it's going to cause some problem to your ministry. Oh, I'm teaching right now. Let me go ahead and now. Listen to this. Here's what Jesus said. They were sorrowful. And he answered and said, he that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. Now listen to this. That person, it was already written of them to betray you. There are people that are sons of perdition. And there are people like us that are prediction. We are the future of the earth realm. We are the men and women of God that will change the future. There are some of you who have connected to Achans in your life, and you're wondering why you can't move to the next level of your life. Achan only fulfill your flesh and can't do anything for your spirit. Let me go ahead and die. He said this. That's what, look. The Son of Man goeth as it is written, but woe unto that man whom the Son of Man betrayed. It has been good for that man that he has not been born. He should have not even been born or ever met you. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto them, Thou hast seen well. Now, isn't this interesting, saints of God, that Judas went to our enemy. There are people that will go to our enemies and tell our enemies that what would it cost to betray Matthew. Then they will come back and sit at our table and say to you, is it me? Do you know you got amnesia people in your life? These are people in our life that have amnesia. Now, this is Judas. He already went to the enemy. He did not have to go to the high priest. He chose to go to the high priest. There are people that are choosing to make decisions to turn on you. You don't have to do anything to anybody. All you have to do is operate in the anointing or the greatness on your life. When you operate in the level of the greatness on your life, people are sent in, they're choosing to turn on you. You're asking yourself the question, why did they do that? They're choosing to do what they do. Because you have people that are perdition, thinking they're prediction. They think that they can move into the area of the future when they're trying to stop the future. And they don't understand that you are going to help them get to the future. But what they think is that if I can get there first, I can stop you. It's a coveted spirit on many people. They're a coveted spirit. They want everything that you have done, but they'll never work for everything you have went through. Stay right here. Here's what Judas did. Now, here's something that I'm going to bless the church world. And many of you people, many of the people of God, you need to listen. You need to hear this. And they were, listen to verse 26 of chapter 26. And they were eating. Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them and said, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood for the New Testament, which is shed for many for what? The remission of sin. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. See, many of us, we have people that have made covenant with the enemy. And they made covenant with the enemy. And what they're doing is they're taking communion illegal. Oh, yeah, I'm teaching some of you. See, how is it that you're going to take communion and you done broke covenant with God? That's why you have a lot of people that are asleep or sick. Because what they did is they made a covenant and trying to take communion and taking communion and killing themselves because they don't have no covenant. You have a lot of people that are holding on to things and they have covenant with the devil trying to take communion with you. We have to stop allowing people in the greatness on your life. Here you are great and walking in the power of God on your life in greatness and watching greed try to take you out. Here you are, an anointed man and woman of God, operate in the level of where you are at, and you're letting people make choices and decisions that will try to destroy you. This is powerful. The Lord blessed me with this. I got a powerful leadership meeting this morning with my leaders, and the Lord gave me some powerful things to share with my leadership today. If any of my leaders on it, be there. It's a powerful meeting I have today for you. It's very powerful. It's personal. It's something that I have to share because we're going to the next level. Touch some people say, we're going to the next dimension. Correction. We're going to the next dimension. Listen to this. This is powerful. This is very powerful. And I'm gonna end on this one right here. Believe me, I'm gonna end on this one right here. Can you go with a limp without the limp crippling the rest of your life? Listen to this. Can you go with God with a limp without the limp crippling the rest of your life? You know, the Lord said something to me very powerful. He said something to me that was very, very powerful. He said, even in your flawness and even in scandals and things that hit your life. Listen to this, Joseph James, Sister Sarah De La Cruz. He said to me, he said, stop letting flawed people make a decision about the flawed life that you was in. Wow. He said, because there are many people that when we have messed up in our life, allow flawed people to make a decision to delay our vision, your purpose, your growth, your development, your achievement, your ministry, your next level in life. They are flawed people. They're trying to make a decision for you to quit based upon what they saw you messed up in, and they're messed up too. So stop allowing people that are flawed to judge your flawness because they're flawed. You need to move to the next level in your walk with the Lord. Judas was the son of perdition. Jesus was the son of prediction. We are the future. You are already written in the book of the book. Judas is written in the book who was going to betray us. You have people in your life. They're in your life to do exactly what they're assigned to do. They're assigned to cripple you and to stop you, but they can't not keep you crippled. I have never seen an anointed man or woman of God without a limp. That was the difference between Cain and Abel. You have to know who you are in the kingdom of God. Some of you, what has transpired in your life should not be able to stop the case in the courtroom of God who rendered a decision for your life. Some of you right now need to talk to the Lord about what's going on in your life now and ask the Lord, go into the courtroom of eternity and ask the Lord what decision is being made concerning your life right now. What is it right now that's going on in your life that's causing you to be delayed, hindered, be in bad marriage, connect to bad relationship, bad job? Why is it that you poverty mindset? Why is it that I can't move to the next level? What is it that's in my self-esteem that keeps me down? What is it that I continue to carry this anger and unforgiveness? Ask God, go into the courtroom of God and ask, Lord, I need to understand what decision is being made. And then render me a decision to favor me. Because there's so much greed in the land. All of this stuff was about greed over greatness. Greed is trying to stop the greatness of God for some of our life. God has positioned you for right now. The attacks on some of us is unprecedented. The stuff that some of us came out is unprecedented. Some of the things we're watching and seeing, we never experienced these things before. Because where we're going in the things of God, so ask the Lord, Lord, what is it that's in the courtroom that's holding me down? What is it? Render me a decision. Ask family members. Go tell family members when you see things going on, say, brother, sister, you need to ask God. Go into the courtroom. Because, see, Satan stands making an accusation against you. Find out, Lord, what's being held up, what decision being rendered. Because many of us, we have covenant-making generational bloodline folks that have made covenant for power, made covenant in slavery, made covenant in ancient society, B.C. and A.D. We, our family connected with our daughters and our family, our ancestors were raped and beat by people who made ancient covenant. And that bloodline seed is coming down to you. We meet your children. And you're wondering why. Why is it that I can't keep a marriage? Why is it that we have divorce? Why is it that we have this spirit, this perverse spirit in our bloodline? Why is it that we continue to have generational battles? Why is it we continue to have identity crisis? Why is it that I continue to be broke when I have money in the bank, checks in the mail? And why is it that every time I feel certain type of way towards people and they never done anything to me, go to the courtroom and ask God, what is being held up in my life? Why do I feel the way I feel? He'll give you a decision. He'll render a decision. He'll render a decision for your life to let you know exactly what's going on in your life. What's holding your ministry up? Why can't you succeed to the next level? Good to see my cousin. God bless you, cousin. Love you. What is it going on in your life right now that's holding you bound and you don't even know it? You can stand on the altar and get prayed for. And you go back to that same spirit. And you try to figure this thing out. Because there's something in the courtroom. Sister Alexis, you was in my spirit. Matter of fact, I was praying for you. The Lord had me praying for you last night. I don't know what's going on. But there's some things that the Lord is moving on your life right this moment. And the Lord had me to pray for you. And when he had me praying for you, the Lord was showing me, he constantly keeps showing me relationships. It's like he keeps showing me relationships. You have to know your worth in this season. My God. Many of us, we have to know our worth. And when I say know our worth, Jesus knew his worth. So when Judas came to betray him, he already knew what his bloodline did in previous times. That was David. David prepared a table in the presence of his enemy. Jesus came back years later, and when he knew his betrayal was there, he prepared a table in the presence of his enemy. How many of us right now, we're at a pivotal place in our life where God is preparing a table in the presence of our enemy, but in this season they can't eat, they're going to watch. All of the things that God has for many of you right now, it has already been prepared. Why? Because God has already prepared the sound of what's in your life. God had already established the anointing over your life right now. That's why some of us right now at this critical point, you have to know right now where you are at, moving into this, I don't know what's getting ready to happen around November 22nd. Going into December and going into the new year. But I'm rest assured, people of God, that some of you right now, God is preparing you for this next great move in the land. And you are part of it. Sister Tammy, This is a word for you, woman of God. This is a prophetic word for you. I'm prophesying now. This is a prophetic word for you. There is three major projects, and one of these major projects is getting ready to turn your entire life around. I'm looking at before May 2023, woman of God, and you can write this date down here that I'm speaking right now. Your life will never be the same. There are some things that God is overturning for you right this moment because of what you were able to survive in 2018, 2017, and 2018. And thank God for the corona that gave us opportunity. God shifted you through some seasons to bring you right where you're at. What you thought you lost is not a loss. It's just delay, because you're going to get that back in some. And that attack that came against you to cause some confusion in the family and in the relationship, God is working out all of the details and specific details for your life. I want you to mark this word. Something going to move in February. And I'm looking at around February the 10th. February the 10th of 2023 for you. And everything going to shift in your favor. From that point on, you will see what you never thought you would be able to see in the name of the Lord. This is for 11 people right now. This is for 11 people right now. There are 11 people. There will be, before the end of the year, there will be 11 of you have an opportunity. There will be a promotion that will be given to you, and there will be a promotion that will be given to you, and your life will never be the same. There are three of you that will have to make a decision to get this promotion, and the reason being, the decision you will make will be able to release yourself from assurance from people in your life. Because when you get the promotion, if you don't get rid of them, by March of 2023, the promotion you have, you won't have it. You will have to cut a cord, and you're battling with it. But you 11 people, this promotion that will come to you will literally change your life forever. But you're going to have to make a decision that's going to scare you and scare a lot of other people, but it's going to prosper you like never before. In your entire life, you will never be the same. Bless you, my good friend, Bishop Wheeler. Bless you, man, servant, very powerful kingdom leader, anointed vessel of God, and ministry leader. Follow him, people of God. He's a powerful man of God. When his broadcast come on, y'all need to jump on his page. He's a powerful anointed vessel. He's preaching the word of God. He has an anointing for this hour. Lives are being changed. People's lives are being turned through the vessels of God. And I prophesy into your life, man, servant, that everything that God put your hand to, that it's going to prosper and it's going to succeed above your measure. You're getting ready to walk into one of the wealthiest times of your life. You're getting ready to, your mouth is a covenant for many people. And many people, because of the covenant in your mouth, their lives will be changed overnight. When you open your mouth, things will begin to happen for them and for their lives. This is the word from my son, Emmanuel Bobar. Emmanuel Bobar, this is for you. There's 1,000 people watching over in over in Sierra Leone. This is for you and all of the people who are watching right now. This is for all of your leaders that are following. The 16 leaders that are there. You're over 15 plus you make 16. These are all my sons that are under the ministry. This is a word for Sierra Leone. Man of God, I want you to hear this. This is a word for all of you over in Sierra Leone. There's getting ready to be a prophetic wind, getting ready to hit that country there. Even as you have built the church, you have built the school, you have built the well over there. This will be a prophetic wind, that there will be a great move of God in that country through you. And God will use you mightily. And there are going to be doors that's going to take you to high-ranking governmental positions in that country. And God is going to move some of the ancient colonial spirit that held that country down. It's one of the richest countries in the world. It's known as the diamond capital of the world. And God is getting ready to release you right in the middle of the drought, right in the middle of the famine. God, there's going to be so much opportunity and wealth and things God's going to open up. Even the people that betrayed you and the people that did things against you, they're going to have to come back and make rights to what they did to you, because God is moving. And even in that season where the enemy attacked your body, where you almost died, God said, I kept you alive because of the anointing on your life. And those that are watching over there, this man of God in that country over there, this leader that God has given y'all over there, who's under my tutelage, this is an anointed man of God. And the power of the Most High anointing on his life. Lives will be transformed. People will be touched. Things will begin to happen over there. You will see opportunity begin to happen for the other sons over in that country. You will begin to build. God will give you cities and towns. And you will go through villages and lives will be transformed. I prophesy over there. I prophesy into your purpose. I prophesy into your wife and your children. I prophesy opportunities and advancement. I prophesy things will be open unto you, wittiness, creativity. I prophesy great doors. I prophesy opportunities. I prophesy wealth over there. I prophesy you will create inventions over there. Things will begin to be discovered, stuff that have not been found in Sierra Leone. I prophesy you will find those things, and you will bless your ministry. It will bless the people. They will expand like never before. I prophesy. I prophesy to some of you right now, many of you right now, in the next 3 days, some of you in the next 3 days, you're going to experience a wealth that's going to hit you. Some of you are going to experience in the next 3 days, there will be money dropped into your account. There will be money that was held up. Some of you people who made promises to you, they will give you back that in sum. Some of you, there will be an opportunity. There will be bonuses. Some of you, there will be jobs that you had years ago. They were looking for you to give you back. Well, I'm prophesying it to you. Some of you, there's going to be 5 of you. You're going to get a notice from a student loan, considered a wipe out of debt. They're going to work the debt out. It's going to blow your mind. I'm prophesying it to some of you. Right now, you're going to move. Some of you right now, you're going to see it. You're going to get a notice in the mail. There's a person right now. They're going to give you more in this settlement than you ever imagined. I'm prophesying it to you. God is getting ready to do it for you right now. This is that time where God said, I'm getting ready to bless you. Greed over greatness. God is shutting that greedy spirit down that was trying to pull you and stop you because of the power of the greatness of God over your life. The Lord is saying, tell my people, right now I'm dealing with your Judas, because many people are going to hang themselves because they try to stop you. The Judas hung himself. He hung himself, and when he hung himself because he wished he would have not messed with you. There's some people that wish they would have not left you. They wish they would have not did things to you. They wish they would have not quit on you. They wish they would have not put their mouths on you. where you're going right now and what's happening for your life right now. It's greatness over greed, because what they did, Sister Corey, Corey and Angie Ziegler, what they did is they tried to stop you. They tried to cause dispute and confusion. But because of the anointing, I'm a preacher. I'm going to hook that. That's what he said. He's giving the hook. I'm going to preach this there. Because of the anointing of God on your life, Sister Sarah Dela Cruz, and because of the power on you, the enemy will not be able to stop you, because the greedy people couldn't eat at your table because your food was too good for them. Have you ever had some rich anointing? Because where you're going right now is because of the anointing, and because the power of the anointing and the anointing on your life. Because what the enemy set up to do, he would assassinate himself. That's why you're watching folk assassinate themselves, because they wish they would have not. And then there are certain people going back to the enemies who they became a friend of the enemy of you, and they're trying to throw the silver back. And the people are laughing at them because they tried to turn. I'm looking at three of my enemies who have turned on me, and they don't even know that it was a meeting with the other ones, over the other ones, and they turned on each other because what they try to do to me, and they try to put their mouths on me. But I rise to say, because of the anointing of God, and I did not, my silence would not be misquoted. I stepped back and kept doing what God told me to do. You will understand. That is, Sarah, the enemy is self-sabotaging itself because of what's on your life right now. That's why people are trying to slide through the back door. It's called the electric slide. But they won't be able to slide through the door because that door is shut because of the anointing of God. And where you're going in the kingdom of God, everything is being made ready for some of us. And so you watch those enjoy the fun. They enjoy the happiness. But God said, tell somebody, the person that tried to hurt you yesterday, they'll never hurt you anymore because they're filed for bankruptcy. Some people are bankrupt because of the anointing on your life. They can't go to that door. There's a person that co-signed a car, and your name is still on the car, but they're driving the car. But the Lord said, walk with him on due to that car so your name can come off the car. I don't know who this for. I don't know who that was for. But oh, shandadabidiosa. Oh, he's taking me on in on this one. He's taking me on in on this one. This is that person there. See, the person, something happened between y'all, but y'all co-signed. Their name is still on the car, but y'all ain't, you are not together. But I'm telling you, watch what's getting ready to happen to the car. You won't even have to worry about that. Because of the power of the anointing, the glory of the anointing. Look at somebody say, that's all right, greedy person. I'm still walking in greatness. Greed over greatness. There are people who thought they would have stopped you, who thought they would have hindered you. But you maintain the power of the relationship. And this door, I'm telling you, I'm looking at something in the next 3 days. Some things are getting ready to happen for some of us. You trusted God and you remain steadfast. And you're going to see the benefit of some of the things you were faithful in. There's a person right now. You're looking at a piece of property. You're trying to make a decision. I wanted you to hear this concerning that property. Go ahead and get it. When you purchase this property, I'm looking at the value of this property going to literally supersede your wildest imagination. There's something that the Lord is doing. He's creating stocks from our mouth. You're going to be a stock option to the world. And some of you right now, where God has you at, everything in 2021 carried over in 2022, you were not carried in 2023. Because you're at that place where God is getting ready to do it for your life. And he's getting ready to move in your life for you. Most of us, we have went through the tough time, and we're getting ready to see the greater is coming. But there will be people that you will see, and you will know them for all of what they did. And you will be a blessing to them. As Job blessed his friend, look at the elevation of what God gave him more than enough. Joseph had a dream, and when he had a dream, his brothers and them threw him in a pit. When they threw him in the pit, then he was sold into slavery. After he was sold into slavery, he ended up in Potiphar's house. He was thrown into the pit. He learned how, and he understood what it is to be down with a dream. He was sold into slavery. He learned what it was to have a dream being in bondage. He was then put in Potiphar's house and committed to have protected. And Potiphar's wife tried to sleep with him. He ran. He learned what it is to have a dream but maintain his faithfulness to a leader. Then he was locked into prison. And locked into prison. And it was a cook and a baker. He gave them a prophetic word. It ended up getting to the palace. He had a dream, learned how to keep a dream being locked in prison. Came out of the prison, went into the palace, blessed Pharaoh. Pharaoh made him governor. He learned being down how to handle his dream. He learned being sold. And many of us, we have sold our body, kept our dream. Got put in the house. Was faithful to people that betrayed us and we ran. Was faithful and loyal with our dream. Got locked into prison. In the middle of prison. Kept our dream. Locked in prison, get to the palace. Ultimately, all of his dream wakes up from the pit, one, to being sold into slavery, two, three, end up in Potiphar's house, four, prison, I mean, correction, pit, slavery, Potiphar's house, four, in prison, five in palace. You can't tell me a fivefold ministry team can't be successful and have the palace with all of the power you have and where many of you going. One of these experiences you had, you knew how to say no to a yes. You were able to deal with going being down. You were able to be work for somebody and not get paid for as a slave. You were able to go into a house and be faithful and loyal to people, and then other people lied and they chased you out and had you put in prison. Some of you were then bond and locked, and you still remain faithful. Then he gets to the palace, and once he gets to the palace, he gains favor and become governor. And once he became governor, he goes back to the very place and reminds his family of the dream he had. And one of the greatest things about a man to have a dream God said, some of you have dreamed, and I'm waking you up out of it. So you will see what you were able to go through. Some of you going, ending this year, the Gregorian calendar, the Judean calendar, some of you are mastering some things right now. You are going to see your dream. And I'm prophesying to somebody right now. This is for somebody. Five dreams that you had over your lifetime will manifest them. Two of those dreams will manifest by the end of the Gregorian calendar year. The other three dreams will manifest in 2023. Your dreams will bring you into some of the greatest opportunities of your life. Some of you have watched people on the world stages, the world platform, the world radio, the world internet, the world television, and some of you, your 2023, you're going to be world changers, and your life will be the epitome of all that you went through because of the dream that you woke up out of. And you did not choose greed over greatness. You didn't sell yourself to be where you at. You was able to say no so God can say yes. You were able to say, I'm not going to do it, and God is saying yes. You were able to walk away, and God said yes. You were able to be strong when they teamed up against you, and God said yes. You were able to stay in place when they lied on you, and you knew they lied. God said yes. Am I talking to somebody today? Can I have a yes, Lord, from somebody? You knew when they voted against you and you knew you won and they cheated you. God said yes. Am I prophesying to somebody? Am I prophesying to a bishop? Am I prophesying to an apostle? Am I prophesying to an evangelist, a pastor, a teacher? Prophesying to somebody in a high-level position. Am I prophesying to a doctor? When that paperwork was against you, and they said, we're not, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. This is for three people right now. They didn't give you the promotion because they said you didn't qualify, and they put another person in position. And I guarantee you, hands down, you're going to be next for that position because what that person did is they made room for your promotion because what they came in and did, they did. You wouldn't have been able to do it, but they did it and they messed up. Now you're going to be promoted. Oh, I prophesied to somebody right now. You in it. It shows greed over greatness. Some of you, you're in it right now. Some of you in it. And this is for three people right now. This is for you three people. You three people, I want you to hear this now, and I'm through. There are three people that got a family member locked in prison. I'm telling you, this person is locked in prison. They're in prison. They're coming out. I'm telling you, they're coming out. Matter of fact, these three people will be out of prison by May of 2023. So between now and May of 2023, they're coming out of prison. They'll be coming out. And you ain't going to be, your prayers, matter of fact, I'll tell you one of you were sitting in your car driving and you were crying. And you would say, Lord, you were crying. And this is for somebody. You were in the car driving, and you were tears running out of your eyes. And you were asking the Lord, Lord, they don't deserve this. For you, watch what God is getting ready to do for that person. I'm prophesying to somebody now. I'm through. People of God, bless you on today. I got to be at the church by 10:15 today. There's a word from the Lord today. I bless you on today. I told several people they were going to be married. There are two people that engaged. One's getting ready to get married. Another person got married. You're going to see things you never expected. Oh, yeah, it's happening. It's coming to pass. I told you. I kept my prophetic word to God's people. And God has favored me because I kept my word. And many of you have seen the word of the Lord God manifest because of the prophetic word that was spoken. Sabrina Daniel. because you didn't choose greed, but you stayed in greatness. I don't know what this project you were doing for this company. It's like a project. And I don't know if you gave the rights to it or whatever the case may be, but I'm telling you, there's another project coming your way and it's going to bless you. And I see something you're preparing for your own self. And it's like this pamphlet or something. And I even hear the word marketing. And it's going to open up some doors for you, woman of God. And when these doors open, you're going to walk into those things. And there's some things that the Lord is doing right now, even for your daughters. Right now, there's some things that transpire. And the Lord said, I'm saving you, even concerning that past matter. It's a personal matter right now. And the Lord said, don't even worry about it. And I want you to know this, woman of God. I want you to hear this. Hear this real, real carefully from me. The Lord said, don't worry about that matter. That thing has shifted you a little bit. But I promise you, as a servant of the Lord God, stay in that place of the Lord. Don't let it distract you. God is handling it right now. And I'm telling you, he's going to handle it in such a powerful way. So you won't go back to what you had to deal with in 2018 and 2019 with the confusion. And stay in that place, mighty woman of God. And then some things you won't have to tell people, because there's certain people who want your ear in this season. Keep them locked out of that ear because of what God is doing and what God is getting ready to release in you in this season. I decree it's done in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, people of God, bless you on today. I want to give you opportunity. I got to do this fast, so I'm not going to tarry long with this because I'm heading to the church. But I'm asking those of you who said, Prophet Matthews, I'm going to be a blessing to the ministry today. I want to sow into what you're doing today, because this word for me, greed over greatness. God said your greatness will supersede any greed that's coming your way. I want you to call your seed today. I've accomplished greatness because I didn't go for the greed today. I want those who said, I'm going to sow, man of God. I'm going to be committed. I'm going to sow this seed today. Some of you had opportunity to sow, but you didn't get a chance to sow in last season. But I want to trust you today that said, Prophet Matthews, I'm sowing into this word today because I believe it and I know this is what God spoke to me today. That my Judas will come, but my justice will override it. Look at somebody. My Judas will come, but my justice will override it. And you'll get that next time around. My Judas will come, but my justice will override it. You're going to be blessed today. All right, those of you I'm sowing, Prophet Matthew, I'm sowing into this seed today. Will you do that today? Sister Nicole McLeod over there, over in UK, God's going to move in that matter for you, woman of God. He's going to move into it, and he's going to move over your life for it. He's going to move over your life immediately and watch him respond to it, if you would. I'm asking 10 people who will be committed, 10 of you today, say, Prophet Matthew, I'm going to be committed to sowing a seed of $100. And then those of you who will be committed to just sow a seed that God will put in your heart, a Jubilee seed, would you do that today? Would you do that, friend, today? Believe in God. I'm believing God, Prophet Matthew, because I know the word. And today is third Sunday. For many of you who are covenant partners, virtual members, and members of the ministry, this is third Sunday here. And this is what they call Love Sunday for me. If you want to be a blessing, please do that. I must go. I receive your seed today. It's already on the screen what you need to do concerning that seed today. I appreciate it in advance. I thank you in advance, beloved. I appreciate everything that many of you have done. Many of you partner with us every Sunday to join me and connect with us. Please share with others so others can be blessed by this word today. This is an impactful word today that's changing the lives of many people. And you said, Prophet Matthew, I trust you, but I'm going on a vacation. Please sow that. Please sow that. I believe that. Well, Prophet Matthew, this is that month that I need it. Please sow from that place. Watch how God's going to move on your behalf. You're trusting God to move, and he's going to do it for you today. All right. I appreciate you on today. I love you all tremendously. Continue to partner with us. I appreciate you. If you want to be a covenant partner to this ministry, call our office number. It's on the screen too. Say, Prophet Matthew, I want a covenant with your ministry. Or Prophet Matthew, I'm not in a church home. I don't go to a church home, but I would love for you to be my covering. You're my pastor. Pastor, my purpose. I don't pastor people. I pastor God's purpose in the people. If you desire that, please reach out to my office. We'd love to talk to you and be a blessing to you. I love you all tremendously. Thank the God. I thank God for you today. Thank you for being partnered with us and connected with us in the things of the kingdom of God. This is an exciting time. Every word that we spoke, our words are going to manifest itself for your life, because we're in the right place in the kingdom. Bless you on today. Stay in that place with God. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And please, whatever you do today, keep me in your prayers. Keep our family in your prayers as we continue to pray for you, you, and you today. Sow that seed today. I honor the Lord for you. Now, real quickly, if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, and you say, Prophet Matthew, I don't know God as my Savior. I'm backslidden. I'm out of the ark of safety. I want to give you an opportunity today, man of God and woman of God. Repeat these words after me. Say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I repent of every sin I committed against you. Come into my life today. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name. And I believe you died and raised for my sin today. In the name of Jesus. Amen. If you said that today, man of God and woman of God, today you're saved. The Bible says, he that wins souls is wise. And I want to tell you, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you don't lose your memory, but you're guaranteed eternity. Stay in that place of God. Let his perfect will be done. We bless you on today. Stay in the strength of God and the perfect will of God. All right? Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. I'll see you at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. Anytime you're in the area, join us. We'd love to have you be at our presence. God bless you. Talk to you soon.
I'm praying for my brother, 'cause I know he wants to do your will, yes. And I'm praying for my sister, 'cause I know you want to set her free, set her free, set her free. Praying for the body of Christ, I know you're gonna have your way.
All right, people of God, I'm alongside. Bless you on today. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon.
Don't worry, I can hear him say, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Yes, I'm praying for you. When I pray, despite the pain you feel, he will come through. Now I'm praying for you. Yeah. Yeah. Said I'm praying for you. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold your head up, my brother, though sometimes it may be hard to do. Yeah, you just be encouraged. I've been in that position too. Yeah. And you've been feeling so lonely. Sometimes you don't know where to go, what to do, where to turn. But if you're listening and you want to, here is something you just ought to know. Know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Just know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, God will change. So now, cast all your cares on him. Things are gonna get better. So hold your head up. Things are gonna get better. All you got to do is hold your head up. Somebody say it tonight. Things are gonna get better. I'm
see you, baby. That's it. Go and worship him. Hey,
hold your head up.
Yeah. Somebody say it.
Things are gonna get better.
So what you gonna do?
Hold your head up.
Go. Say it. Can I get you to stop?